区九年级第二学期期中练习英语听力测试现在开始。一、听对话，选择与对话内容相符的图片，每段对话读两遍。
Text 1.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Thank you, dear.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Thank you, dear.Text 2.
Hi, Jack. What does your uncle do?
Well, he is a policeman.
Hi, Jack. What does your uncle do?
Well, he is a policeman. Text 3.
What are you going to do after school?
Oh, we're going to sing in the club.
What are you going to do after school?
Oh, we're going to sing in the club. Text 4.
Stephen, let me help you carry the chairs.
That's very kind of you.
Stephen, let me help you carry the chairs.
That's very kind of you.
二，听对话或独白，选择最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请听一段对话，完成第五至第六小题。
Text 5.
Hi, Tom. I'm going to the post office. Would you like to go with me?
I'd like to, but I have to go to the library.
Okay. Is there anything that I can do for you?
Yes. Could you please buy some stamps for me?
No problem. I'll be back in half an hour.
Okay. See you later.
Hi, Tom.I'm going to the post office. Would you like to go with me?
I'd like to, but I have to go to the library.
Okay. Is there anything that I can do for you?
Yes. Could you please buy some stamps for me?
No problem. I'll be back in half an hour.
Okay. See you later.
请听一段对话，完成第七至第八小题。
Text 6.
Tony, is Betty coming for lunch tomorrow?
Yes, Mom. I told you that yesterday.
Oh, did you? Sorry, I forgot.
What have you prepared for us, Mom?
Well, I am just writing out the shopping list for lunch. What kind of food does she like?
Anything is okay, but she hates noodles and she never has rice at school.
What about pizza then?
Yeah, she enjoys pizza very much.
Tony, is Betty coming for lunch tomorrow?
Yes, Mom. I told you that yesterday.
Oh, did you?Sorry, I forgot.
What have you prepared for us, Mom?
Well, I am just writing out the shopping list for lunch. What kind of food does she like?
Anything is okay, but she hates noodles and she never has rice at school.
What about pizza then?
Yeah, she enjoys pizza very much.
请听一段对话，完成第九至第十小题。
Text 7.
What's wrong with you?
I'm having a headache.
Let me see. You'd better stay at home and take some medicine.
I can't, because I have too many things to do.
If you want to keep in good health, you'd better give up studying late at night.
Well, I tried, but I still can't sleep well because I often feel nervous.
Did you have something on your mind? Maybe I can help you out.
I have lots of homework, and I have to get ready for a test, so I'm too nervous.
I think you need to have a talk with your teacher.
Well, I guess no one can help me but myself. I just need to relax.
What's wrong with you?
I'm having a headache.
Let me see. You'd better stay at home and take some medicine.
I can't, because I have too many things to do.
If you want to keep in good health, you'd better give up studying late at night.
Well, I tried, but I still can't sleep well because I often feel nervous.
Did you have something on your mind? Maybe I can help you out.
I have lots of homework, and I have to get ready for a test, so I'm too nervous.
I think you need to have a talk with your teacher.
Well, I guess no one can help me but myself. I just need to relax.
请听一段独白，完成第十一至第十三小题。
Text 8. Dear parents, I'm Thomas Brown, the headmaster. Today, I'd like to tell you something about our school.Our fifth graders have just finished the writing test. For the rest of the year, we will be preparing for the spring test for grades 3 through 5. The reading test dates in May are in the calendars that we gave you at the beginning of this school year. All the speaking tests will be online. Students in grade 3 will be the first group to take the speaking test online.All the students will continue to develop spelling skills to help them with writing. An important thing to mention is that with a 160-day calendar, students are not allowed to miss more than 8 days of school. You are encouraged to tell your children about it. We will examine this carefully during the school year. Emily Green, a second grade teacher, has been chosen as the most popular teacher of the year.We are all very proud of her. That's all for today, and thanks for listening. Dear parents, I'm Thomas Brown, the headmaster. Today, I'd like to tell you something about our school. Our fifth graders have just finished the writing test. For the rest of the year, we will be preparing for the spring test for grades 3 through 5.The reading test dates in May are in the calendars that we gave you at the beginning of this school year. All the speaking tests will be online. Students in grade 3 will be the first group to take the speaking test online. All the students will continue to develop spelling skills to help them with writing. An important thing to mention is that with a 160-day calendar, students are not allowed to miss more than 8 days of school.You are encouraged to tell your children about it. We will examine this carefully during the school year. Emily Green, a second grade teacher, has been chosen as the most popular teacher of the year. We are all very proud of her. That's all for today, and thanks for listening.
请听一段对话，完成第十四至第十六小题。
Text 9.
Hi, Bob. I've got a new office and some furniture.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you. But you know, I'm not good at keeping things in good order.
Don't worry. Let me help you. First, you should put the table in front of the sofa.
Well, that's a good idea. But where can I put the sofa then?
Let me see. Just put the sofa in front of the window between the two armchairs.
Okay. That must be very comfortable. By the way, I really like something natural.
Yeah, you can put some plants or flowers near the window. That will make your office more beautiful.
Fantastic! And there will be more fresh air in the office.
Oh, one more thing. There should be a computer and a telephone in your office.
I haven't got them yet, but I'll buy a computer next Sunday. Anyway, thanks a lot for your help.
My pleasure.
Hi, Bob. I've got a new office and some furniture.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you. But you know, I'm not good at keeping things in good order.
Don't worry. Let me help you. First, you should put the table in front of the sofa.
Well, that's a good idea. But where can I put the sofa then?
Let me see. Just put the sofa in front of the window between the two armchairs.
Okay. That must be very comfortable. By the way, I really like something natural.
Yeah, you can put some plants or flowers near the window. That will make your office more beautiful.
Fantastic! And there will be more fresh air in the office.
Oh, one more thing. There should be a computer and a telephone in your office.
I haven't got them yet, but I'll buy a computer next Sunday. Anyway, thanks a lot for your help.
My pleasure.
三，听对话，记录关键信息。对话读两遍。
Text 10.
Hello, Worldwide Flowers.
Hello. I'd like to book some flowers and have them sent to my house.
Fine, sir. What kind of flowers do you like?
I'd like a dozen red roses.
A dozen red roses. That's a good choice. Our red roses are selling for $12 a dozen this week, and they are really nice.
All right, then. I'll take them.
Would you please tell me your address, sir?
Okay. My address is 43 Pennsylvania Avenue, Bloomington.
What would you like us to put on the card?
Just something simple. How about happy birthday?
Okay. Now, when should they be sent?
They should be there before 6 p.m. on June 12th.
No problem. Just one more question, sir. How can you pay for them?
I'll use my Visa card. The number is JK406.
Let me repeat your card number. JK406. Is that right?
Yes.
And what's your name, sir?
Jim Keller. JIMKELLER. Jim Keller.
Okay. We'll have those red roses sent to your house before 6 p.m. on June 12th.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello, Worldwide Flowers.
Hello. I'd like to book some flowers and have them sent to my house.
Fine, sir. What kind of flowers do you like?
I'd like a dozen red roses.
A dozen red roses. That's a good choice. Our red roses are selling for $12 a dozen this week, and they are really nice.
All right, then. I'll take them.
Would you please tell me your address, sir?
Okay. My address is 43 Pennsylvania Avenue, Bloomington.
What would you like us to put on the card?
Just something simple. How about happy birthday?
Okay. Now, when should they be sent?
They should be there before 6 p.m. on June 12th.
No problem. Just one more question, sir. How can you pay for them?
I'll use my Visa card. The number is JK406.
Let me repeat your card number. JK406. Is that right?
Yes.
And what's your name, sir?
Jim Keller. JIMKELLER. Jim Keller.
Okay. We'll have those red roses sent to your house before 6 p.m. on June 12th.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Goodbye.
Bye.
海淀区九年级第二学期期中练习英语听力测试到此结束。